I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
More than 100 protesters at the University of Utah walked out of class today. They say the campus is no safer than it was a year ago. They're saying this one day before the anniversary of Lauren McCluskey's murder. The demonstrators were outside the president's office sharing stories through a megaphone, carrying signs. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live at the U right now. Paul, what are these students saying?
Jeff, they're saying whatever the school is doing to increase campus security, it's just not enough. They walked out of class to commemorate the anniversary of Lauren McCluskey's murder, happened a year ago tomorrow. Shelby Gonzalez was McCluskey's friend, and she acknowledges that the school is not directly responsible for her friend's death. However,
but they are responsible, and we're holding them accountable for the control and power they had to have a police department that followed through on investigative procedures.
Campus officials say they met with students this morning and agreed that more security measures can be taken. For instance, they will improve the coordination between campus police and other law enforcement agencies. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time 501. A fugitive who walked off last week is back in custody. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, they got him in a driveway in a Salt Lake County home holding meth and heroin. Utah County Sergeant Spencer Cannon says detectives spotted Ryan Miller in the backseat of the car that was pulling out of the house after they received a tip that he was there. Miller was in a drug court program and in GPS release when he took off last week, meaning he's removed his ankle tracker and then left. This kind of thing is considered escape, and he's looking at a fine and up to 5 years in jail. Today it's official. You have to be a specialty store to sell flavored e-cigs in Utah, and if you sell vape anything, you need a sign that says, vaping unregulated THC can be bad. Let's go live to the Utah Department of Health, where we find KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce. Kelly, what's the latest?
Well, Todd, the department wants to make clear that legal tobacco stores and specialty shops are not selling the illegal THC pods that have been linked to one death and dozens of injuries in Utah. But spokesman Ryan Bartlett says they're requiring those anti-THC vaping signs because you got to go where the people are.
Currently, we're experiencing a severe lung injury outbreak in the state of Utah. It's actually nationwide, but Utah is one of the states that has been hit the hardest with it. And we, as the health department, have to do something to address this.
And full enforcement of those rules had been delayed until today to make sure the 1,600-plus legal tobacco shops in Utah had their signs. Live at the Utah Department of Health, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The debate rages on about how we can be better taxed. A few more tax reform proposals have come in. One that nixes the full sales tax on food and makes it just soda and candy only. There's also one that pitches a statewide property tax that would bring in some $100 million. The Tax Task Force is supposed to meet again tomorrow at 4:30 at the Capitol. The Pentagon might be keeping some soldiers in Syria now. Let's find out why with Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
And excuse me just one second here, Todd.
Take your time, Maria.
Now, the president is said to be considering leaving a few hundred troops in eastern Syria near some very valuable oil fields. The suggestion is that these oil fields are a source of income and revenue for extremist groups like ISIS. Meantime, the president is defending the troop pullout.
We had 28 troops, as it turned out. People said 50. It was 28. And you had an army on both sides of those troops. Those troops would have been wiped out.
ABC's James Longman is in the Middle East, and he tells us both sides see the ceasefire as merely a symbolic gesture.
The fighting really has continued over the last few days, although there have been signs of some success because the SDF, they announced yesterday they are withdrawing or have withdrawn from Ras Al Ain, that strategically important town.
President Trump has said he is bringing troops home, but most U.S. personnel are instead moving into Iraq. A new report claims the fossil fuel industry deliberately misled Americans about climate change. Researchers claim for decades the fossil fuel industry had a well-funded disinformation campaign concerning the reality of human-caused climate change. Now they cite internal documents from the fossil fuel industry and ExxonMobil. Now the oil giant has denied any wrongdoing. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleo. KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. It appears ISIS has briefly infiltrated TikTok. You know, the app that is used to make short dance songs or prank videos. It's made by a Chinese company. It's also very popular among high schoolers. Now, ISIS is known for using social media for recruiting. It was apparently pushing propaganda on it, so TikTok banned about a dozen accounts. KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Len Thomas.
We're looking at the drive. It's overall not too bad, but you got a busy drive as you're making your way southbound I-15 from the south part of the valley down to the south interchange. Got a new crash at 51st South and State Street. That's gumming things up there. And another one in West Jordan, 4200 West and 90th South. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Len. KSL News Time, 5:05. Back.